Neither ISO, New England, nor the PUC has said we need the power. ISO has said it's not essential for the reliability of the system. Yet we're having to contend with it. And the possibility is that we could have it rammed down our throat whether or not there's any community benefit.
This adversity is opportunity. And if we fight, and we fight together, we can beat it.
All right, so as I've been saying, a number of hearings coming up before the House Science, Technology, and Energy Committee. That will be in Representatives Hall beginning at 10 a.m. with a number of bills. There's four bills, five bills, depending upon your interest, maybe only one bill, and there's more coming up next week. And a gentleman who knows a thing or two about a number of those bills that are going to be heard tomorrow, who is a member of the committee, State Representative Larry Rappaport from Colebrook, joins us now to talk about them. And Larry, welcome back to Bulldog Live. Good morning.
Hi, Bulldog. Good morning to you.
All right. Well, it's a good thing that the hearing is tomorrow, not today, because that snow's coming down pretty good here.
Oh, boy, there's nothing here.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And that big snowstorm, we got about 3 inches out of it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. But yet, the further south you go, the worse it got. So.
That's for sure.
But I bet there's still enough snow on the ground for people to go enjoy themselves, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. You can snowmobile up here, cross-country ski. You know, the sky's the limit. There's all kinds of things to do.
Well, that's good. That's what I wanted to hear. Well, let's hear a little bit about a number of the bills coming up for the hearings beginning at 10 a.m. tomorrow before the House Science, Technology, and Energy Committee.
Okay, thank you. My first bill is House Bill 568. It comes up, I believe it's supposed to come up at 10:15.
Sure.
It mandates the burial of all elective electric transmission lines. That's lines which make a profit for transmission companies but aren't needed to keep the lights on. I don't believe it is ever right for the public to suffer so that a company can earn money. There's no compelling reason for these lines. New Hampshire and New England both produce more than enough electricity. So if a company wants them, it should not be at the expense of the public. Now, I think they're going to say, the opposition is going to say that there's going to be a benefit to the town for increased tax revenues. And I dispute that because what they don't tell you is that they use accelerated depreciation so that the increased tax revenues disappear shortly. Mm. They're going to talk about, jobs coming to the area. But what they don't say is that most of the jobs are actually out-of-staters. And the projects do very little for the New Hampshire economy. Mm-hmm. They're going to talk about reduced electric costs, but there have been no signed purchase power contracts. And if they do sign one, it is likely to have very little impact on our exorbitantly high rates.
Exactly, especially given the way, as I was talking about in the last hour, how cheap natural gas has really made Hydro-Québec's power non-competitive.
Well, that's quite true, Brian, and there's a lot of good reason to believe that cheap gas is going to be around for a long time. You know, I understand that they're concerned about relying too heavily on one fuel, but excuse me, we relied very heavily on coal, and coal is the one of the most polluting fuels you could possibly use.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When I was on the 361 Commission, that's the commission that studied the use of state transportation rights of way, we looked at burial, and we found out, we heard testimony from one company, ABB, that burial can actually be less expensive than, burial can be less expensive than aerial. So I think it's certainly something that we should consider.
Absolutely. So again, House Bill 568, Representative Rappaport, the prime sponsor of it. That's who we're talking with here on Bulldog Live. That's scheduled to begin at 10:15. There is another bill that starts at 10 o'clock, so I don't know that they're not giving that one a very long hearing time. So.
Well, no. And my other bill, 569, takes theoretically starts at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what I'm trying to do there is to force a dual use for state transportation rights of way. I figure we've already got these things. You know, people have already suffered or had to give up land or whatever. But as long as we have it, why not use it for more than one purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, it means that the money from the rental or lease of this land would go to the state rather than a private company. And I'm certainly not against private companies making a profit, but if we've already got this land, why not use it and make money for the state at the same time? The state's single biggest problem has been finance, has been money, revenues. We don't have a sales tax and we don't have an income tax, and I, for one, would like to keep it that way.
Amen.
Yeah. But this would be a way that the state could raise more money for more programs or just to fix the miserable condition of the roads and bridges that we now have. And it could raise, I mean, we're talking about $80 million a year, and that's a fairly conservative estimate. This, you know, for you, of course, it's probably a week's pay, but for the rest of us, that's big money.
Yeah, sure. It sure is. So you're the prime sponsor of those two bills, House Bill 568 to require all new elective transmission lines to be buried, House Bill 569 that would require all electric transmission lines in the state to be placed within those transportation right-of-ways.
Well, to the extent possible.
Okay.
If somebody is on the extreme eastern part of the state and they have to build a transmission line, we don't have a state transportation right of way over there, I wouldn't require it.
Okay, I hear you. That's good. After those two bills, then there's another one coming up at 1 p.m. to establish a 1-year moratorium on applications for electric transmission facilities.
Well. Yes, there is, and I'm a co-sponsor of that one.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly what I'm concerned with is I really don't think the state should be reacting to things. It should be planning, should be proactive. So I have a bill which is coming up next week, which establishes a commission to come up with a state energy policy. We haven't done that in 10 years, and I think it's really needs doing right now.
Do you have the, and what bill number is that that's coming up for a hearing?
Oh boy, you got me there. I forgot.
That's okay. You let me know and I'll pass it on to our listeners. That's not coming up till next week.
That's right.
There's a few other things coming up next week too. We'll talk about later on, but looking at this too, there's another bill before the committee after your bills are heard and the ones you're co-sponsoring are heard. House Bill 449, which would require the Site Evaluation Committee to consider economic impacts and findings from local planning boards or governing bodies prior to issuing a certificate.
Well, I absolutely couldn't agree with that more. I think that the Site Evaluation Committee should be listening to local residents and their local governments, because the closer you get, the more local something is, the better it represents people. And I think the people need to have a voice in these things, particularly when there's no compelling need for it. And if a company wants to build something for a profit, I'm fine with that. That's great. I'll let them do it. But they shouldn't be taking... I look at this thing as unauthorized taking because, for example, if I look out and several properties over, I've got this gorgeous view, and several properties over they put transmission towers, then all of a sudden my property is worth less.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's sort of like a subsidy. You're taking money from me, the landowner, and giving it to the transmission company. I don't think that's right.
And putting it on the backs of the other taxpayers, because if your view is impacted, then you're going for a tax abatement, and then everybody else has to pick up the tab for the spending that the local governments continue to do.
Of course. That's the part that doesn't get talked about.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked about it a little bit, and that's been the subject of a number of comments on Northern Pass in particular. So this bill, House Bill 449, and then there's another one requiring the PUC to make specific findings as to public need for proposed transmission lines. Can you give us any insight on that one?
Well, that one I think is coming up later, but it's not my bill, but but I definitely agree with it. I think that the Site Evaluation Committee basically needs to be more responsive to the people of New Hampshire. It's not a rubber stamp for corporations. There's going to be a hearing on moratoriums for wind power projects. There's going to be hearings for moratoriums on all kinds of power projects. Well, I think the reasoning behind all of those bills is the fact that we don't want companies sneaking in and doing things before we have a chance to do a plan. I mean, assuming that my bill or Senator Odell's bill passes and we actually do decide on some sort of energy policy for the state, I don't think that anything should happen until that plan has been cast in bronze, as it were.
Mm-hmm. No, I've got you there. State Representative Larry Rappaport joining us from Colebrook today. See, Jack Heath doesn't have the monopoly on having people check in from Colebrook. He has John Harrigan on his show every Friday, so
well,
I get to tap into the North Country expertise.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Representative Rappaport, thank you very much. Again, Representatives Hall, all the games begin at 10 o'clock, so to speak, and we'll be going on for a few hours. So I wonder if you guys will be breaking for lunch or anything like that.
Well, I hope so. Boy, we're going to get awful hungry if we don't.
I was going to say, or you can just brown bag it and have it right there. But then again, that would be kind of rude unless you bring enough for everybody. And that place can hold 400 people. So that you'll be doing a lot of cooking.
You're right.
Or the missus. One
right.
Or the other. Good. Representative Rappaport, thank you very much. And look forward to chatting with you again real soon.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Okay, you take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live. And again, you can get more information on the Northern Pass page at briantilton.com for these bill numbers and coming up for the hearings tomorrow. Next week, I don't want to throw too many bill numbers at you today. I've already thrown enough. But next week, that 1-year moratorium on wind turbine projects, as well as transmission line projects, by Representative Skip Riley of Bristol, that comes up before the committee next week. And that is House Bill 580, and that will be heard before this same committee on the 19th, and that is at 1 p.m. So that's next Tuesday at 1 p.m., also in Representatives Hall.